Hello, good morning, how are you? We're here live from Riverside Park for this year's Newark Dragon Boat Festival. It's a glorious morning. It was a bit nippy when we came down. I've just obviously got here, but when the team came down. But you know what? It's all right. It's good at the moment. It's nice and dry. And hopefully we'll see you this morning. I'm with Victoria. I'm with Jack. And I'm also with the magnificent Jamie, who's actually just disappeared, to be fair. But we're going to find out all about what's going on down here this morning. So do keep listening. We're here all the way through till 4 o'clock on the radio. There's Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, and this is Radio Newark. We're here live from Newark Dragon Boat Festival. Victoria!
Hello, good morning!
Yeah, she's here. You've been all over the place. You've been on site since 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
Which is great, and there's plenty of people down here already, because the racing is just about to start.
It has already started.
I've been in this tent. We're in the Radio Newark tent. So I didn't
see it. We can hear it.
Yeah, we just couldn't see it because we're inside the tent here. But that's really, really good. How's it looking so far from what you've been around everywhere? So?
Oh, I'm loving the setup this year. They've taken a lot on board and changed things up a little bit. So now with the Team Village, it's accessible. So if you're coming down, if you're already here, maybe you're listening to us.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you are. Maybe. You can head into the village, see the teams, and on your way there, there's also the inflatable Helter Skelter.
Oh.
There's also some other games and activities for the kids over there. I'm not going to give too much away. You need to come down and see. The weather is looking good, so we're okay with that. There is so many food vans this year as well. A lot is going to happen on the stage very shortly. That's going to kick off. But yes, the races have already begun.
Yeah, wonderful. So we're going to be here live on air till 4 o'clock this afternoon. There's myself, there's Victoria, there's Jamie, and there's Jack Brett, who's hanging around as well. And our Harry's turned up. Harry's here. Yeah, so he's going to be helping out as well. And we'd love to see you in this wonderful part of the town today. So pop down.
If you're married.
That's the Bananas. That was Venus on Radio Newark. Something that we've already done, or you've already done this morning. You had a really good chat to the guys from the Leicester Trader, haven't you?
Yes. So Les Reed and the team over there, I love Les. I only met him officially a few months ago at the Beaumont House Garden Party.
Yeah.
But since then, I've seen him everywhere. I've been able to have a chat to him several times. And I've headed on over today because it is open today. So the Leicester Trader, which is part of Friends of the Newark Heritage Barge. So it's like a little museum. It is fantastic. And again, you know, that kind of TARDIS thing from, it looks big on the outside, but when you go in, it is massive. There's a lot of history in there. Les and the team would love you to come along and go and see.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're open all day today, and then next week they'll be open Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's fantastic. So the Leicester Trader is open for biz today. Just wander in and have a look around. It's a massive, when you say you go into the boat, it's a massive boat inside, isn't it?
It is huge, and the history behind it is incredible. So go and ask Les. You can watch a little couple of minute clips of when they were on Bargain Hunt as well. So like they had a visit from the guys. There's plenty to see. There's so much history in there. Well worth a visit.
Yeah, so we're live here today from Newark Dragon Boat Festival on Riverside Park. Mm-hmm. The River Trent just behind us. We're literally, well, you'll see us if you want to say hello, pop in and say
hello. Not far from the start line.
No, we're not, to be
we're
fair.
Facing the stage. Yes. So we can't actually see the start line at the moment.
But you can hear it.
I can.
Yes, you can hear it there in the background. And there's a storm that's raging through my... It's very noisy here already. Well, it's not noisy, it's just full of atmosphere, isn't it? When you're at Dragon Boat Festival 2025. There's something happening behind us as we speak. Another one of these races. And
I can hear a very organised team behind me right now.
It's relentless. These races will be relentless all the way through for the next few hours. It's so exciting to watch the teams. And all this money being raised as well for two very important charities. We're talking about Bowman House, aren't we? And we're talking about the Children's Bereavement Centre. And this is their greatest event of the year. This is what brings the money in, doesn't it?
It is. This is their biggest fundraiser. So it is something that they would love you to all come down. Join in on this with the atmosphere as well. Get involved. and let's help them raise an even bigger figure than last year.
Yeah. You may be able to just make out there Paul Walker and the Newark Disco team.
Yes.
They're on the stage providing all the PA today, so thank you very much to Newark Disco for that. Later on this afternoon, early afternoon, we've got Newark Amplified with Jack Brett.
We're going
to tell you all about that in the next few minutes.
Newark Voices on Radio Newark.
Ian Ayling, fundraising for Beaumont House Hospice. I'm providing support for my three mates, Owen Wilby, Simon Fable and Will Fable, whilst they cycle coast to coast. This is from Morecambe to Bridlington, and it's taking place between the 15th and the 18th of September. This is a charity cycle ride in aid of Beaumont House Hospice in Newark. If you can support us, that would be fantastic. You can donate via Will Fable on Just Giving. Many thanks.
To tell us about your not-for-profit group, charity, business or event, download the Radio Newark app now on your phone. Tap the speech bubble at the top right of your screen and select Record a Message.
It's Madonna, there's Don't Tell Me, and this is Radio Newark with Phil and Victoria. We're here live from Riverside Park today for Newark Dragon Boat Festival. So lots of entertainment going on today on the stage as well. We've got wonderful, a mass amount of, different food vendors.
Yes, there's a full array.
Yeah, you were saying at the start of the show, weren't you, that we've got an array of different cuisines this year.
Yeah, it is fantastic. They've really pushed the boat out this year with who they've managed to get. And there's the Caribbean style, there's toasties, there's cake if you're like me, there's donuts. I'm just looking around. There's a smokehouse for barbecue food as well. That looks fantastic. Don't know if they've got anything gluten-free, but we can have a look. But yeah, there's so much. And actually, even if you're in the village, if you're listening to us over there, there is the Kings of... Oh, I forgot the name of it. It's the Kings of, like, coffee or...
Yes, I get it.
So they're over there. So even if you're with the village or you're over there in the, with the teams, you'll be able to go and get yourself a hot drink after you've just been and done your race.
You want a Mac? It's Radio Newark. We're here live from Newark Dragon Boat Festival, and it's a very nice morning. It certainly is. A couple of lovely gentlemen just turned up in the Radio Newark tent with some bikes. We need to know the story behind this. I think we've heard a little bit of the story this week on the radio, but so who have we got here with us this morning?
Myself, William Fable. We've got Simon Fable next to me, Owen, and then we've got Ian, our driver for this week, yes.
Now, you're wearing Beaumont House charity T-shirts as well. The link between the bikes and Beaumont House, tell us what you've been up to over the past few days. This is very exciting.
Oh, even longer than that. I think we've been training for a coast-to-coast bike ride, Morecambe Bay to Bridlington, which we're going to do next week. We've been a long few nights, haven't we, Simon? Every night we've been doing a lot of miles, getting the training in.
And how many miles is Morecambe Bay to Bridlington? I know geographically where they are, but that's got to be
roughly
quite
when we're track. Done. When we're done, it'd be about 180 miles.
Right. And what's the actual? Is it over 3-4 days?
So we're doing Monday to Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah. So then we'll be cycling throughout the day. Ian, our driver, will be setting up our home for the night, if you say. And then we'll just meet him every night. And then, hopefully we'll be done by Thursday.
Hopefully.
Hopefully with the forecast for Monday, tomorrow.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, does it?
Oh, no. It's going to be horrific.
But then I think the weather gets a bit better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it gets a bit better throughout the week. So if we get wet on the first day, we're going to get wet. And then we'll just grim and bear it from there. It's for a good course, so.
I would have thought that planning the journey, planning the route, is very tricky because that is a...
Yes, so...
It's an interesting journey, isn't
it? We've got our route planner, Owen. He's the more avid cyclist, if you say. So he knows where we're going. He's got all the navigation set up and everything. Some nasty terrain in places, but other than that, it's mostly... mostly road. So
So what's the target financially? What do you want to achieve financially for Beaumont House?
Well, I set it up for a target of £500.
All right.
And I checked it about 2 minutes ago and it's on 1600. So
it's brilliant.
And the other night we was in the Rose and Crown in Balderson and we had loads of people coming up to us shaking their hands saying, "Wow, this is amazing what you're doing." And it just left me a bit speechless. I didn't realise we could do this sort of thing. There's only four of us, just blokes. Yeah. We're just tradesmen, and then here we are.
It's fantastic, isn't it? And it just goes to show that, you know, 500 quid just blown it up.
I know. We're up to 500 quid to 600 quid. It's, you know, three times. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And for like the power of the internet and the radio, it's just it shoves it all out there. It's amazing. So
that's excellent.
We're excited.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
So when you get to Brady eventually, it'll be a bit of a collapse, will it? Or will you be straight back?
An utter collapse, I think.
Yeah,
we're going to be in pieces, I think. We might be in pieces after the first day. It's a lot of uphill, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for popping along today, because obviously the Dragon Boat Festival Day is massive for Bowman House.
Yeah, this is huge. I've not been to this event before.
It is utterly brilliant, and it's so lovely to meet you. I know we've had your little advert on the radio this week all week, but we've not met, so it's actually quite nice to say hello.
There's a bit of a face to it. Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much, everybody, for popping along today, and good luck with this week.
Thank you very much.
New Dragon Boat Festival 2025. We're in our little tent here, listening to what's going on outside on the main stage at the minute. We've had a fantastic morning of entertainment so far anyway. Rainmaker have been on stage. You guys are right here with us now. How are you?
We're doing really good and very happy that we haven't lived up to our name so far today.
Yeah, so Rainmaker are...
Joe,
hello Joe, and?
John.
And John. So tell us a bit about your background then, the music scene locally, and what keeps you going?
Newark is amazing for live music. We get loads of really great bands here, and the open mic scene is brilliant for up and coming or people without the confidence to actually go and perform a full-on set. The open mic situation in Newark is brilliant.
I've noticed that our local nights for getting out there, getting on stage and some practice.
Yeah,
we've got so many venues that'll allow you to do it, aren't
we? Exactly.
It's just brilliant. Yeah. So that's that. But what have you found most exciting about today so far? Have you been here for a little while? You've been on stage and done things. But what do you think?
I just think you know the buzz. There's lots and lots of people about. There's lots going on. Not just the Dragon Boat Race. There's some dancers on, loads more acts to come, and it's just a really nice vibe here.
Yeah, brilliant. So what's usual for you guys then, live as it goes? Do you gig most weekends as well, or how does it work?
No, we do it occasionally. Yeah. We put ourselves out there, so that we started doing open mics sort of 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Now we're putting ourselves out there and getting a few gigs, but it's not our full-time thing, but we really enjoy it when we
That's the big thing, isn't it? It's something you love and you enjoy, and it's a jobby.
Yeah.
It's not a hobby, it's not a job, it's a jobby, isn't it?
Yeah,
fantastic. So your set then, we've obviously heard it. What's your favourite kind of genre within the set? What do you really enjoy performing?
I like a song I can put a lot of energy into. So one of my new favourites is a song called Country Girl. And it's got a little bit of an angry lyric to it, and so I really like to perform that and put my heart and soul into it. So anything that you can do that to, I enjoy singing.
Yeah, I like the sort of sound of guitar on a folky kind of tune, so I put a few of the folky ones in there, and we like some music with a folk edge, and then we throw the odd curveball in there, like a bit of punk cover every now and again, things like that.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Well, it's lovely to see you, and thank you for being around today. I know you're pals with Jack Brett as well, who is your fantastic Jack's part of our volunteer team and everything, but thank you for turning up today. Thank you for supporting Bowman House and the Children's Breedman's Centre, because without everyone being here today, that just wouldn't happen.
Exactly.
And it's lovely to meet you.
Yeah, lovely to meet you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
So here we are, Dragon Boat Festival 2025. We're live on Radio Newark at this lunchtime. Simon joins me from Urban and Civic. It's very important, isn't it, for you guys to be involved in this wonderful day. And it's a great morning.
It is a great morning. The sun is shining at the moment, so I'm grateful for that. At Middlebeck and Newark, at Urban and Civic, we are very pleased to be sponsoring the event today. We're pleased to be here and competing in the event today. They're raising money and awareness for two fantastic charities, a Children's Bereavement Centre and Bowman House Hospice. It's so important for them to to raise money today, and it's good to see a great turnout.
You did just say that, ladies and gentlemen, that Simon will be in a boat as well.
I am, yeah. I almost fell in the first time, so we'll see how it goes for the second two.
How much preparation work do you have to do to get, you know, fit enough to get in one of those boats?
Probably more than we did, which was none. So, yeah, we did all right considering we didn't really practice. So, it's all a bit of fun.
I've never done it, and half of the reason, I can't swim, right? That's ridiculous. Okay. I need to be able to learn how to swim, first of all. What is it like when you're in that boat doing that thing?
It's quite... I was drumming, so there's a big precarious seat at the top of the boat, which you feel like you're going to fall in, but we're told that the main thing is timing. Rather than brute strength, it's getting your timing right, and that's what we were trying to do as best we could.
Now, as your group goes, your team, are you competitive?
We are competitive, very competitive, yeah. We've got a few of the guys from Transform Middlebeck Gym in the boat as well, so those guys are sort of like super fit, but much, much fitter than the rest of us, so we're relying on them a bit.
Yeah. So tell us about the sponsorship side of things. You said a few seconds ago it's important, very important, to make sure that Bowman House and the Children's Bereavement Centre get the cash from this today. From Urban and Civic's point of view, I mean, how important is it really for you guys?
Well, it's important on the charity level, obviously, and that is the most important thing today, is the awareness raising and the money raising for these two charities to do the incredible work that they do with families that need their help. For us as a business at Middlebeck, we're trying to raise awareness of the community we're building at Middlebeck. We've got 600 occupied houses at the moment, and we're busy developing the community, developing that development in the south of Newark, and we want to tell people how great it is there, and ask them to come and have a look and see what they think.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody knows that in the centre, the pinnacle really is Urban and Civic, isn't it? Because you've got so many different partners that you work with on the construction side, but also on the integration side, and also the road building side.
So absolutely,
everything's going on, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We are what's known as master developers, so we don't build any of the houses ourselves, but we partner with house builders and allocate them parcels of land on our development where they build their own houses. We've got lots of different house builders, lots of different house styles on site, and it's more than that. My job is building that community, so making Middlebeck a nice place to live, a nice place to be around, and put on loads of different events, community events, all through the year for people that live there and the people that live in wider area of Newark. So we encourage people to come down and have a look and join in.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning. When's your next race?
We are on at 12:20, the next one. Okay. So we're hoping to get a better time than the first one.
Lovely to see you, Simon.
Thank you.
Benson Boone, I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. This is Radio Newark here at Riverside Park. Phil with you till whenever I stop, basically. Got lots of guests to talk to today. Jamie is in the village at the minute, at the Riverside Village there, with all of our teams. Looking forward to rowing on the Trent, but also some of the supporters that may not be rowing today, but will be raising lots of money for our two incredible charities. Jamie.
So we're down here in the, I think we can call it the Athletes Village at the Newark Dragon Boat Festival, and I am delighted to be joined by an old friend of mine. It's Sonia. She's racing for Beaumont House today. Good morning, Sonia.
Hello.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about how you got involved.
So earlier on this year, I lost a really close friend of mine, one of my best friend, actually. And me and her family were lucky enough to be able to spend her last few days in Beaumont House. So we wanted to just give back because it's an incredible place. It's somewhere where you can have a bit of dignity to people that you are losing. And yeah, so that's why we just wanted to give a little back. So today we are rowing for Joe.
I think that is really important, actually, because my dad, when he was alive, spent a little bit of time in Beaumont House. Beaumont House does seem to be a bit of a local institution, is it? A real pillar of the community. So it is great to give something back to that. I'm assuming, judging by the look of you and the fact that you've not wet yet, that you've not been in the water yet.
No, 11:40 is our first race, and really, really nervous, actually. I've never done this before. I've only been a bystander, so yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Well, knowing you as I know you, Sonia, you will tackle it with great vigour and great enthusiasm, but you're looking forward to it, though, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and like you say, it's a great environment. Everyone's happy, everybody's energised, and it's a really good thing to support, so...
And the weather is being very nice to us at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Sunny's out, so yeah, good.
Well, fingers crossed it stays that way. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us, Sonia. Good luck in your first race.
Thank you very much.
Johnny H. Jazz has turned back the clock. and this is Radio Newark. Oh, I just had me lunch. I've had some nice lunch. You need it at lunchtime, don't you? We're live today from Newark Dragon Boat Festival here at Riverside Park. Lots of people here. Lovely to see people. Had some very good conversations with folks as well in the Radio Newark gazebo. Jamie's got the roving microphone at the minute. A few minutes back, we spoke with Sonia, raising money for Bowman House at the Children's Bereavement Centre. Thank you, Sonia, for that. Jamie's out now. I think he's still in the village, talking to Newark College.
So I'm down here with the guys from Newark College. Now, I spoke to Sonia a little bit earlier on, who is racing for Bowman House today. I'm joined now by Sonia's husband, Granville, on what is actually their wedding anniversary, and they're going toe-to-toe in dragon boats. Granville, what's the atmosphere going to be like in your house tonight if you defeat Sonia?
It'll be incredible. Yeah. She will be cooking tea.
You think you're getting fed tonight if you win?
Yes, definitely.
So you guys are down here racing for the college today, hoping to raise some money, obviously, for Beaumont House and for the Children's Bereavement Centre as well. Are you looking forward to it?
I am, yes. Yeah, we've done one race already. We had a practice run, basically. Next one will be much, much quicker.
And is this your first Dragon Boat Festival, or are you a Dragon Boat Festival veteran?
This is my third.
Ever won?
Only in my heart.
I mean, that is a great answer. That is a great answer, because everyone's a winner when you come to an event like this, isn't it? Because the atmosphere in the village here is absolutely fantastic. This is my first time down here at the Dragon Boat Festival, actually, and I didn't realise it was going to be like this. It's almost like an Olympic village down here, isn't it?
It very much so. Yeah, I mean, the competition is hot, you know.
I don't think the competition is any hotter than it is between Granville and Sonia today. We're going to keep an eye on this one because it's going to be great. And we might have to do a follow-up to see if Granville does actually get his tea tonight. Granville, thanks for taking the time to speak to us today. All the best to you.
Thank you very much.
It is Dragon Boat Festival live. We're here live from Riverside Park. It's Phil right here on Radio Newark with you. With the rest of the Radio Newark team, I'm in the gazebo here. Jack Brett's just appeared, having his lunch. Hello, Jack, you all right? Shall I give you a microphone so you can talk to the nation? There we go. We'll grab hold of that one.
A dash for the headset there. I'm all right, Phil, how are you?
All right, yeah. Just been on stage before, I noticed. Yeah. Tell us about Newark Amplified and what's happening today.
Well, it's actually really exciting because I've got a show with Radio Newark, which I'm honoured to have, called Newark Amplified. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and we spend an hour celebrating and promoting local artists from our wonderful town. And today is particularly special for Newark Amplified and Radio Newark because we're hosting three of the acts on the main stage over there, which is great because it's great doing it on the radio, but it's also great having this ability to get out into the public and do it live as well. And we've just introduced Larkin Road, who are playing now, a wonderful set. Duo, guitar, violin, country music, folk music's fantastic.
Yeah, well, what does it mean for these local artists to be able to jump on a stage that big?
Well, it does mean an awful lot because, you know, this is absolutely packed today here. It's packed to the rafters. We've got probably about 5,000 people here.
It's a busy day, isn't it?
I don't know where I pulled 5,000 from, but that's what I'm guessing. And it means a lot because artists can come out here and play to a crowd of this size on a stage like that with all the gear there, and it's a really professional performance. And the ability to do that, you know, we're spoiled for pubs in this town, which is fantastic, but the ability to come out into the open and have this many people listen to your performance is just amazing for local artists.
Yeah, it is amazing to see all these people really lapping it up as well. Some of these folks don't come to open mic nights as well, so they're kind of getting that link between local music, but also the fact you can nip into town during the week and hear some amateur, I hate that word. You know what I mean? I said to the guys earlier, we were having a natter, to Rainmaker before, I was talking about the fact that it's like a jobby.
Yeah,
it's a hobby that could become a job, so we call it a jobby, and it's great for artists that, you know, are really trying to aspire to get onto that next rung of the ladder.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, it bridges the gap, you know, because you are right, just because, you know, we've got loads of live music in pubs, but not everyone's a pub goer. And an event like this, where it incorporates families, incorporates lots of different people from lots of different walks of life, all enjoying the Dragon Boats, all enjoying the atmosphere here, it bridges that gap and delivers that live music, that live local music to these people.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you for everything you've done so far. Jamie is out and about with our roving microphone. I think he's talking to Newark and District Roundtable.
So we're here in the, as I said earlier, the Athletes Village, I think we can call it, and there's lots of finely honed athletes here with me, including Dan from Newark and District Roundtable. Good morning to you, Dan.
Morning. How are you?
I'm all good, thank you. I gather you're in the water very shortly. Well, hopefully not in the water, in a boat.
Yeah, hopefully not in the water, but on the water would be good. We're setting off in about 15 minutes, I think, to get ready. So the team is just about here. Maybe missing one or two, so
I mean, the team are looking primed and ready, I have to say. I don't think I've ever seen a group in the Dragon Boat Festival as looking as ready and as up for this, I've got to be honest.
I think you've never seen a team without any athletes. That's probably what you should mean. Athletes Village, I think we must be lost.
Well, it's a bit like, I was saying to Granville earlier on from the college, it's a bit like the Olympics, isn't it? You've got everybody in the same place and doing it. It's great, though, isn't it? Raising money for some great local causes. I know that the round table do that all year round as well, don't you?
We do, yeah. And obviously the charities that we're raising funds for today are fantastic. They're great assets for the town. We're really happy to do this event. I think it's our fourth time on the water, perhaps. We seem to be getting worse every year. We start off really well and then we're kind of slowly getting worse. So that's maybe a sign we should probably retire for next year. But we're here to sport, so that's what it's about. And having fun and having a great day for the rest of the town.
Absolutely that. Well, they do say that practice makes perfect. So if you're getting worse, that's a bit of a worrying thing. It's probably down to the fact that everybody's getting older and the competition are getting younger. But Dan, I'll let you get on. I'll let you get ready for your first race. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you. Have a great day. You're glowing,
you colour the sky. Ed Sheeran, and there's Sapphire. This is Radio Newark. Phil here with the team at this year's Dragon Boat Festival. Yes, it's been a busy old morning, and we're heading off into the afternoon now with some more live entertainment on the stage. Also, of course, the main event is the river itself, with the Dragon Boat races going on at the moment. And let's catch up with Jamie again, because I think he's in the competitive area where those teams are getting ready. Where are you, Jamie?
So I'm down here in the village at the Newark Dragon Boat Festival, and I've just been observing a group of people in fancy dress. They are I'm really gutted we can't bring you any visuals, because they are looking absolutely fantastic, and they've been stretching off. They're taking this really, really seriously. I'm joined now by Lauren from Tinker's Bells and Boys.
That's right, yep.
And you're in the water in?
About 20 minutes, I think. Yeah, so we're just warming up.
Well, hopefully not in the water, hopefully in the boat. But you guys are absolutely taking this seriously. And you are probably the best dressed people here today, because you've made more. I mean, there's lots of coordination here. I mean, the round table guys have got their duck T-shirts on. But let's face it, they did that last year and the year before and the year before that. And they did it for the duck race as well. So you guys have really made a great effort. So raising money for two great local charities, Beaumont House Hospice Care and the Children's Bereavement Centre. Is this your first Dragon Boat Festival?
So I volunteered last year, so it's my first time taking part, but we do have a few members of the team that have done it before, so we're hoping that they bring their strength and experience to our team today.
So what do you think is the secret to a good dragon boat run?
Coordination, teamwork and communication.
So I'm going to ask you this now, put you on the spot in front of the whole team. Who's the first one in the water?
Probably me. I don't know. Hopefully no one.
Well, hopefully not. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us, Lauren. You're all looking fantastic today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stevie Dan with Do It Again. This is Radio Newark with Phil, and it's Sunday afternoon. Live from the park, Newark Dragon Boat Festival 2025 here on the River Trent, and of course at Riverside Park, where the main event is also being staged, and we're here live till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Jamie, where are you?
Here we are then, in, as I like to call it, the Athletes Village, with a group of lightly looking athletes. They all look like they're really up for the fun of the day. I'm with James from Digital Space. You guys been in the boat yet?
We've been in the boat, yeah, not in the water, but in the boat.
Well, hopefully you won't be in the water at any point today, but how was it, first race?
Yeah, really good. Curries were giving it large, but they couldn't kind of follow through with their claims of beating us, and we came first, so good start to the day.
I mean, I have to remain impartial when it comes to things like that, but just looking at them, I can see why you beat them.
Me too as well, yeah.
So obviously we're down here today raising money for two great local causes, Beaumont House Hospice Care and the Children's Bereavement Centre. Is this your guys' first outing here at the Dragon Boat Festival?
I think we've done this about four, five, 6 years in a row. This is my third year, but this is the most we've ever raised. I think we've raised £6,000 this year.
That is absolutely phenomenal. And what I can see here as I'm stood with the guys in Digital Spaces, these are probably the most confident team I've seen. Everyone else looks a little bit nervous, a little bit scared of getting in the water. These guys are up for it.
Yeah, always up for a challenge.
Well, thanks for talking to us, James. Best of luck for the rest of the day. Let's hope the rain stays off as it has done so far.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Thank you.
Debbie Guetta and Sia, there's beautiful people. This is Radio Newark. There's so many happy faces about. We're on Riverside Park because it is this year's Newark Dragon Boat Festival. Yes, it's here till about tea time, 5 o'clock tonight. It is still dry at the minute, which is good. There has been some rain forecast later on this afternoon, but for the moment it's dry. And we're in the Athletes Village at the minute, I think. Jamie, who have you got?
So all morning I've been deeming this at the Athletes Village, and the person joining me right now could not be any more apt. I am joined by someone who's probably quite synonymous in the Newark area in terms of athletic prowess. It's Craig Orwood from Transform Middlebeck. Craig, thanks for taking the time to speak to us this morning.
No problem at all, Jamie. Thanks for the interview.
Have you found it so far?
Yeah, day's been good. We've done one race so far. So we've got a team from Middlebeck Urban and Civic, a bit of a mixture of the local businesses around Middlebeck. So, yeah, good. The first one's gone well. Second one needs to be a little bit faster.
Well, you're not looking very wet, so you stayed in the boat at least.
Yeah, we did stay in the boat. We were up front, so to be fair, we don't get doused by the person in front of you with the oar. But yeah, we were all right, not too bad at all.
Now, you mentioned there a little bit about local businesses. I gather you have a very, very exciting announcement.
Yeah, so myself and brother, we are expanding our Transform brand. So we have taken on a unit at the top floor of Asda Car Park. Got our very own gym there. So it's going to be just over 5,500 square foot unit where we're going to be having memberships, personal training, small group personal training, like protein cafe and whatnot as well. So hopefully going to be coming in the next 8 to 10 weeks if everything goes to plan.
So we're having an exciting day down here at the Dragon Boat Festival. There's some exciting news for the people of Newark. A brand new fitness suite coming very soon, staffed by Nathan and Craig, the fitness brothers of Newark, I think we could call them. Craig, I'm going to let you get on with your day. Thanks very much for taking the time to speak to us, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Perfect. Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for you too.
It's Tom Grennan and what? I can't see my glasses.
Oh,
no. Is that Bugs Don't Cry? No.
Boys. Boys Don't Cry.
Bugs Don't Cry. I don't know what they do.
I was about to say that the weather has not stopped play, but it sounds like it's made you a little bit soggy.
Yeah, I'm a bit soggy. I can't quite see what's going on. We are still in Riverside Park, or on Riverside Park, mm-hmm. for this year's Newark Dragon Boat Festival. And for the past 20 minutes, we've been treated to the AJ School of Dance.
Yes.
Doing their thing. And it's always good when they turn up because they bring an entire crowd with them as well. So we've got a ready-made audience, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Regardless of the rain.
Which is, yeah, coming down now a little bit. Ah, rain won't stop. I tell you what's not also nice today. You just asked me to eat. And also Jack Brett's turned up with his dinner and it smells lovely. It stinks. It smells lovely, doesn't it?
Well, the thing is, I can only smell it because I went over and asked and they said, unfortunately, that has gluten in it,
yeah,
so I
can't
have it.
But we're just going to dribble.
Yeah. Around this wonderful pulled pork stuffing.
I've had a cheese sandwich, I'm all right.
You've had a cheese sandwich.
Anyway, yeah, we're here till 4 o'clock and it's been great. It's been a good day down here today.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That's Paul for Newark Disco.
Mm-hmm.
He's been relentless in his positivity. He always is. I'll play a song if you want.
The funny
thing is, you know, because it's quite cold, isn't it? We're all kind of bopping around, aren't we? Trying to keep things moving, keep the circulation going. I was saying to somebody earlier that it was only 4 weeks ago we were at the festival and it was boiling, it was baking, wasn't it?
Mm.
Just 4 weeks ago.
Well, the thing is, luckily, it hasn't been like this all day.
Yeah.
A few days ago, it forecast not very good weather for the entire weekend, but now we've managed to brave it until this point.
Yes.
And now we're getting wet.
It's a little bit damp, but there we are. Which brings to me Glory Days on Radio Newark with Donna Victoria. We've had a great day down here today. So has Jamie, so has Jack. Harry's been with us as well. It's been a really lovely day. Even Craig popped down before with his doggy.
With Alf. Yes.
Oh, and Alf had a great time as well. So I think everybody has. It's going to go on for another hour or so, but we're going to be leaving the airwaves in just a few minutes because Paul Lane, Tumper, will be here
on his way.
4 o'clock. Yes, he's just getting ready now. Thank you for listening. You've enjoyed it? I've enjoyed it?
Yes.
It's been good, hasn't it?
It's been really good.
It's always a great day down here.
Mm-hmm.
And fingers crossed we will see you all down here next year around the same time.
Maybe you want to get involved next year. Maybe you want a boat.
Well, if we do, we're going to have to learn how to swim first. And then
I'd rather support from this side, thank you.
It's drier.
Yes.
It's a little bit drier. Have a fantastic weekend, and I'll see you tomorrow.